Favorite Morning Show Topics podcast. It's Friday already, Chelsea. I really thought this week moved by faster than the other weeks.
So we're starting
to get into a rhythm here.
Rhythm of the ocean.
Okay. Did you have a favorite topic this morning you wanted to talk about?
Sure. I will talk about the World War II veteran because I think it's really mighty cool.
Quite a guy.
And it's a very positive story, which we need today. So we have Bill from Oregon, who has survived the Great Depression, being a World War II veteran, and he has now survived the coronavirus, and he is doing well.
And how old, again, is he?
Oh, 95.
95 years old.
He said he did have bad body aches, a couple of rough days, but he made it through.
Man, impressive. All right, let's talk about this interesting article. You shouldn't be wearing gloves if you go to the grocery store. So Chelsea has worn gloves when she goes to the grocery store. You see a lot of other people doing it?
Yes.
I have not been to the grocery store.
Lucky dog.
Well, we try to have as few people go as possible, and you wouldn't let me go to the grocery store by myself.
It's one person, one cart.
All right, so menshealth.com, three reasons.
At most stores.
Why you shouldn't wear gloves. Gloves are like hands when it comes to spreading viruses. They could be even worse. They think the coronavirus may actually have the adhesive properties that make it stick better to latex than your own skin. So effectively, you could be spreading this virus all over more than if it was just on your hands. The second thing you got to realize is you don't get the coronavirus from touching it. It goes through your eyes, your ears, your nose, your mouth. So if you wash your hands, it can effectively wash and kill the virus, where with gloves, it just sticks on there. Gloves can also give people a false sense of security, and very few people take their gloves off correctly. So what you end up having is you're still getting it on your hands anyway, but then you think, well, I wore gloves. I don't need to wash my hands. Hopefully you're washing your hands anyway, but about a 30% of healthcare workers do not remove their gloves correctly. These are people who are professionals. Those of us who are not professionals, we're very likely not removing our gloves correctly.
I didn't realize it was 30% of healthcare workers.
Healthcare workers.
I thought it was 30% of people.
No, healthcare workers.
Oh, boy.
So what do you think the rest odds are? So if you go with the store, just use your hands and then just don't scratch your nose, itch your eye, suck on your thumb. I don't know.
Ooh.
You avoid that stuff. Wash your hands. You should be good.
Happy Friday.